Hello?
Hello. Hi there. Am I speaking with Elizabeth?
It
Hello,
is.
ma'am. Thank you so much. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way up. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Definitely? Very well.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
61.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. How motivated are you, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
And you said 10 was very motivated?
Extremely motivated, yes.
Yes, a 10, please.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Very well. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Oh, I don't always vote the party line, so I suppose not always a strong Republican.
Not a strong Republican. Very well. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional election? You can choose two of them. I will mention a few important issues, and please choose the most important one for you, two of them. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform. So which two are the top issues for you, ma'am?
Healthcare and the economy.
Let me see. So it'd be healthcare costs. And the economy, you said, right? So that would be, what is it? Inflation and the economy. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Do I think they're going to get better?
No. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country, do you feel they are
getting better,
staying the same, or getting worse? Okay.
Getting worse.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think they are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you, ma'am. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I'm not discriminated against, but I can see, other people.
Not at all?
I wouldn't say necessarily not. Not at all.
Not at all or not often? Not at all, then. Very well. This is your personal opinion, so it would be not at all. Very well. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender? How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, very well. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
There are fewer rights in this country.
No, in your personal situation, would you say that you have more rights, same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? choices I have, the answers. The answers I have much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, a lot fewer.
Since I'm getting older, I find that, you know, sometimes my options aren't as good as they used to be. So I'm not sure what answer I should give.
Well, the answers available is if you feel you have more rights than other people, somewhat more, the same rights, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer.
Somewhat fewer. How about that?
Somewhat fewer. Very well. Thank you so much. Let's move on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first person is someone by the name of Tim Scott. Do you know that person?
No.
Never heard of him?
No.
Okay. Cornel West. Are you familiar with him?
No, haven't heard of him.
Cornel West. No. Okay, very well.
No.
Next one is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How would you rate that organization from 0 to 100?
That I know about it, or
remember, 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may choose any number in between.
Yeah, 50.
50, okay. How do you feel about Mr. Donald Trump?
Um, 75.
75, very well. Here we go. How do you feel about the Republican Party?
75
as well, very well. How do you feel about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
75
as well, okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Probably like a 10.
10, all right. There's no right or wrong answer, ma'am. It's your opinion that counts. I do surveys
too, so I know.
Okay, very well. That's excellent. So you understand where we're coming from.
Yep.
Okay. How do you feel about the legal rights?
I'm sorry, you...
Leadership conference? Yeah. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. It's an organization. Are you familiar with it?
I've never heard of that one, so...
Never heard. Very well. Not a problem. No. We entered that code that you never heard of them. Let's move on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay.
Yep.
Very well. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Say that again.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
About the rise of white supremacy. Okay, I thought you said
I'm
worried about it. Is that one of those?
Are you very worried? Somewhat worried? Not so worried? Or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Somewhat, okay. I like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first statement says the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
And the choices I have available is from what I disagree or strongly disagree. Which one is it, ma'am?
Say that again now.
You disagree. Do you disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
Oh, I'm sorry. I disagree somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Yeah, the choices are when, if you agree or strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree. Okay? Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, thank you. Next one is American democracy is under major threat. And now, American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree with that statement or disagree?
Agree somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Next statement, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you agree?
Somewhat
or
agree.
Disagree? Somewhat agree, thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you so much. America is on the path to another civil war. Would you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on fast. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
I support.
Support strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Almost done, ma'am. I'm going to read your two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. For statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
A, and would you say do you agree with A much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely important, 5 means you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Traditional family values. From 0 to 10, 10, very well. There you go. Religious freedom.
10.
10. A strong military.
10.
10. Secure borders.
10.
10. Free and fair elections.
10.
Quality K through 12 education.
10.
10. Thank you, ma'am. Affordable health care.
10. As I figure with a broken back.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's important. A fair and equitable court system.
A 10.
10. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Your opinions are well decided already. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some statements, actually two of them, people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority in the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks back, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. This Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10? Remember,
I'm going to go middle of the road on that one. I'll go 5.
5, somewhat agree. Very well.
Yeah.
The second statement says, America's democracy institution have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How convincing do you find that statement from 0? I mean, so much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
I'll give that one a 7.
7, thank you so much. Almost done, ma'am. Okay, let's wrap things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year. How motivated do you feel, ma'am?
10.
10, very well. Switching gears a bit now. Last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I do not.
Very well. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm somewhere between very and somewhat.
yes,
I guess,
ma'am?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year, okay. Same as I do. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is an urban area, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. Very much, I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.